Good morning, guys, and welcome to episode 12 of the Digital Commando Show. It is Fitness Friday, so we're going to be talking about something a little bit different today. So what are the topics for today? We're going to look at how to get your head in the game. So when you want to come and do a workout, how do you get your head there? How do you really get that kind of positive mental attitude so you can go out and do a good workout? Then we'll talk about working out at home. So we've got two fantastic guests on today that are going to talk you through what they're currently doing to help people work out at home. And then we'll talk about health and fitness. So we can talk about what to eat and what not to eat while you're at home, so we're not all getting fat at home while we're working remotely. Right, good one. So let's bring in some fantastic guests today. Firstly, I have Dev for you from Way of the Spiritual Warrior Martial Arts. Did I get that right?
Yeah, you got it spot on.
Oh, wicked. Yeah, I always get confused in the wrong way around sometimes.
Great to see you this morning, Wes, Steph.
Cheers, mate. And then also we've got Jade from Jade Lee Fitness. So thanks for joining me today.
Morning.
So, guys, for those that haven't met you before, please take a minute to introduce yourself. Dev, we're going to go straight to you first. That's all right?
Yeah, that's absolutely fine. Good morning to everyone. Good morning, Jade.
Good morning.
My name's Dev, and I run a martial arts school here in Coventry in Warwickshire. And we provide a whole range of training 7 days a week. For adults and children. We specialize in a number of different martial arts forms, including kung fu, karate, jiu-jitsu, jeet kune do, kickboxing. And generally, you know, we like to think that we're very much a hub of martial arts in the Coventry community. We absolutely love what we do. We've been open now for a number of years. I've actually been in charge of this business only for the last 18 months, but before I actually took over it, it's been around for a long time. So anybody that knows martial arts in Coventry will have heard of the Way of the Spiritual Warrior. We've got a great premises over here based on Fozal Road, which is great links to the city centre and to the M6 motorway. And we have just a large base of students that really see us not only as a martial arts center, but also, as I was saying before, a hub for them to really get together and be around like-minded people. So, you know, recently we really started to concentrate on what our offering was going to turn into, because we like to always evolve. And we're hoping that even through this particular time, we can really, blossom into something that makes a lot of sense to everyone. So, I mean, Stefan, I know that you've been down to where we are a couple of times, and I hope you like what it is that we provide. And I mean, that's basically what we hope all of our customers are getting to see, you know, that we're a very welcoming, warm and practical place, because what's better than fitness and self-defense?
100%. Dev, thank you very much for that introduction. Guys, I have trained with Dev. For those that were following me last year, they would have seen that I did a charity boxing match. So it's Dev that took me through, Dev and John, another one of the trainers as well, took me through my intensive 8-week boxing training at Dev's Dojo, which is absolutely incredible. Some fantastic people there, really, really friendly. I thoroughly enjoyed the experience and would definitely recommend it to anybody. So yeah, Dev, thanks very much for that intro. Jade, over to yourself. Please introduce yourself to everyone.
Morning, I'm Jade, and I'm a personal trainer and mindfulness coach in Kenilworth. So I mainly train women. I do train guys as well, but women is my thing. Like, I love getting women strong and just a bit of self-care and looking after yourself. I work at a studio in Kenilworth, so we share it. So there's a main guy called Alex. We share the studio between us. I run 7 classes. I do one-on-one PT there. So I range from anything from HIIT training to strength training. Strength training is my favorite. Like, that's what I love to do. It's just about getting people active, moving, looking after themselves, and just a bit of self-care, really. I think a lot of us neglect that. So that's what I'm here for.
Superb. Thank you very much, Jade. And I've seen it. You're all over social media. Absolutely smashing at the minute. I even think you've got your TikTok account is so funny as well.
Oh my God. I've only just set that up. I set that up like 4 days ago and I'm literally obsessed. Like every time I get a 5 minute break, I'm there like, right, I'm going to go on TikTok.
Oh, it was so funny. So guys, thank you very much for joining me. And for everybody watching today, if you're someone that needs to get into fitness, or you know somebody that needs to get into fitness and wants some tips while they're working out at home, or just need to get their head in the game, which is what we'll be talking about in a minute, then please do share the or comment in the comments and tag people that you think could benefit, or share the whole video with them so they can watch it potentially on the replay. That would be massively appreciated, guys. So let's get stuck into it for the morning. The first thing is we're going to talk about is getting your head in the game and trying to get into that zone. Now, for a lot of people, they'll kind of get up in the morning. They're used to their morning routines. Those have kind of been completely thrown off at the minute because of all of the changes. Now, maybe there's kids around and everything else. Now, for those people that are struggling to kind of get motivated and really get their head in the game to go and do a run or a bit of training, what do you do, Dev? What's your kind of, have you got a method that you use to try and get into that zone?
Stefan, I think the first thing is that we need to accept that it's not easy for everyone to get in that mindset. Sometimes I think we take for granted if we are the type of people that find it easy to get up and go, find it easy to go down to the gym or to go on a bike ride or to take ourselves into an environment where you're really pushed to the limits. So what I like to say to people is, this is something that is as important as the exercise itself, and that's getting in the correct and the right mindset. Myself, I always like to concentrate on the why. You know, why is it that I do this? Why is it that I like to go and train? What is it that I'm trying to achieve? And my whys are very, very strong. And that's what helps me create the correct mindset to train as often as I can. I've been training in martial arts now for over 30 years. And, all through school, I was always interested in all sports and fitness. But as I got older, I started to realize that the reason why I do it is because it's how I like to define myself. I like to see myself as a fit and healthy go-getter who's full of energy. And the only way that I can truly see myself as that is to be that. So it's almost a self-fulfilling prophecy for me where it's about perception. How would I like to see myself? How would I like others to see me? Do I value what I get from exercise and fitness? There's been times in my life when I've been sitting down and, injured. And admittedly, that's the most frustrating thing, because not being able to train is a very bad thing for me. And I think it plays on me mentally. So I never underestimate the value of mindset. But for me, it's all about the why. We have a lot of students that really have to force themselves to get up and train. And we have a lot of students that are bouncing in through the doors and they can't wait to train again. And I think we need to always appreciate that depending on how you feel, what your personal circumstances are, we should never really take for granted how difficult it can be to get ourselves up off the sofa, to take ourselves away from our working environments, to maybe put aside some time that we've dedicated to the children, or to looking after our family or the house, and really kind of just concentrate on our own self well-being, because in my eyes, the only way that we can truly be who we want to be and have the ability to help others is to remain both fit in the body and also fit in the mind. Through these times as well, Steph, it's really important that mental well-being is at the forefront of many people's minds. I think we can't underestimate the importance of that. So, I guess in a nutshell, write down your why. Why is it that you want to exercise? Read that every single day. Many people have got different ways to motivate themselves, but it's not silly or out of the question to write it down on a piece of paper and put it there next to your bed. And you wake up every morning and you say to yourself, yeah, I know why I need to exercise today. It's because I need to remain healthy for my children. I need to make sure that I can have as long and fruitful life as possible. It might be because you want to fit into that pair of jeans or wear a brilliant t-shirt or even, you know, have a beach body. It might be because you're looking for a girlfriend or you're trying to keep your girlfriend or your boyfriend. Whatever it is, there's a why, and you need to make sure that you understand exactly what yours is. That's how you get into the correct mindset.
Dev, that was absolutely fantastic. I love that, the why. And I think we've had a couple of chats a bit about with clients and things like that, where we talk about the why and the belief as well. And this, I liked how you said about the self-fulfilling prophecy, because we've seen this go kind of two ways. So when someone's got that, when they've got their why, and then they go, right, okay, I'm going to make an action, but they've got that genuine belief inside them that, do you know what, I'm going to do this. And it is going to work. Like, I'm 100% guaranteed that I'm going to get the results and it's going to work. And they go into it and they go, right, okay, I'm going to work out. And they do that for a bit. And then they get the results they wanted. They feel fitter. They look better. Then it almost that's when it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. And it's like, do you know what? I genuinely believed it. I made an action. I got the results. It works. And that will inspire them to do it again. The thing that people need to worry about is doing it the opposite way around. Now, if you go into this half-hearted and go, do you know what? I don't think it's going to work for me, but I'll kind of give it a go. What happens is you go into it, you make a little bit of action. These are the people that go to the gym and take a selfie to tell everyone they're in the gym but don't do anything. And then they get lousy results. And then again, self-fulfilling prophecy, because the belief wasn't there in the beginning. You kind of tell yourself, do you know what? I knew I couldn't really do it. And that spiraled downwards. So it all starts with that, the why and that belief. I'm so down with that.
Yeah. And Stefan, it's illustrated so much when we have things like New Year's resolutions, because a lot of people's motivation to go to the gym is because it's a popular New Year's resolution. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't really want to do it. They think that it's a cool thing to do, or maybe they're just looking for something to do. But for me, unless that the reason why you're making that your resolution is really solid, unless you really believe in it, as you've just said, it just, you know, what we see, and Jade will say the same, no doubt. We see people come through in January and then we see them disappear in January.
Absolutely. And I think this is where we talked about, we did some lives at the beginning of the year about New Year's resolutions. And I hate New Year's resolutions. I just don't think they work. It's not a case of, okay, my New Year's resolution is this. How long is it going to take me to break it? Because everybody breaks their New Year's resolutions. But when you get into something which is, I'm going to make a lifestyle choice for this year, I think that's where people can maintain it. But yeah, fantastic insights there, Dev. Thank you very much. Jade, we're going to go over to you. What gets your head in the game?
Okay, all right. I completely agree with you. I did a seminar in January about New Year's resolutions because they hate them. I hate January the 1st when people set themselves unrealistic goals and they try and do it for a couple of weeks and then they fail. So if you fail at something, I mean, I believe in failure. I believe that you have to fail to then learn from that. But a lot of people, if they fail, they think that they're not going to come back from that. So for me, a New Year's resolution to go to the gym and set yourself up for a diet and cram it all into this month, you've just set yourself up for failure and you're going to go around in this circle. So for me, again, with the whole why, like, why are you doing this? Are you doing this for your mental health? Are you doing this for you? Are you doing this? Like, it always should be for you. It shouldn't be for anyone else. I don't think that we should be in the gym doing these things to please anybody else. This is your journey. What gets me out of the bed? Well, I'm full of energy. Like, I'm constant. I mean, there are days where I lay there and think, oh God, can I do this today? Yeah, absolutely. Also a good support system around you. If you've got negative people that are around you that will drag you down, then they're not going to encourage you to do things. You have to, like with my girls, like every girl that we train, like in the classes, like we all support each other, and we have chat, we have group chats, and we all talk to each other. Some of us have bad days, and that's fine, we're all allowed to have a bad day, but it's pushing people and making sure that you're always there and you have that network that you can fall back on. I think that's a massive part of it, and you need those people in your life. Like, I have always set myself challenges. So every year I set myself a challenge. I've competed in competitions around the world. Last year? It feels like years ago. Last year we did the Three Peaks. This year I was going to go and run across the Sahara Desert, but obviously I'm not doing that now. So I've had to set myself little challenges at home. Like, I've just started running, so I've started, not a runner at all, it's just not my thing, I'm more of a strength trainer, but I have been getting out there doing my 5Ks, and it's encouraged the girls. Like, the girls have been going out and we've been doing that with each other, like, I've done mine today, have you done yours? So yeah, it's having that support system. And I think if you're accountable to somebody as well, like if you've got a group of you or you're accountable to somebody, that pushes you to do it. I mean, that's why we're here. Like, we're here because we love what we do, and we have the energy and we have the passion, and that's why people come to us, because there's people out there that don't, and they want to do this to keep fit and to keep healthy and for their mental state, but they need us to support them. And I think you have to be the right kind of person to support those people as well. None of my girls will just, like, we're always committed and we support each other. And yeah, I just think accountable, your support system has to be a huge thing.
Yeah. Can I just add something there, Steph?
I muted myself, sorry mate, go for it.
A couple of things there. I mean, I can't disagree with anything that Jade said. And, you know, when I spoke about, you know, doing it maybe because you wanted to, you know, fit into a great shirt or get yourself a new girlfriend or something like that. And, you know, that is really about still doing it for yourself, as opposed to doing it for somebody else.
I agree.
Yeah, that joint accountability, I think, is really important, because, for example, if you have like-minded people around you, then you do really push each other. Yeah. And it's great to be able to speak to someone that's going through the same thing as you. So I like when people train together, and I like couples that train together as well. I think that's really important, and can be solid for a relationship if you've got a joint goal and you can pick each other up. You know, when one person's maybe feeling a little bit down or lazy, it can be, no, let's do this, because, you know, we know exactly what our why is, and our why is to stay fit and healthy together. So I thought that was a great point as well, Jade. And one other thing that you said earlier that really sparked me was, you know, the falling down, you know, the failure. I think that the failure and how to deal with that is as important, because some people, once they crash and burn, you know, feel that there's no getting themselves back together. And here in martial arts, one of the first lessons that we teach both adults but particularly children is the ability to fall down, and fall down in a way that gives them confidence that they can get back up. And it is very much a metaphor, as well as in reality, because break falling, being able to really negotiate that distance and the way that gravity pulls you down towards the ground and can hurt you very hard. The ability to deal with that, whether you roll it out or you break your fall and get back up, that's a metaphor, not only for martial arts, sorry, not only a reality in martial arts, but also a metaphor in life, because if you feel like you can fall down and be able to handle that and get yourself back up, then what it does, it takes away the fear of trying new things, because it's only through the fear of failure that we find people struggle to try new things, because they think that the failure is just going to be too hard. But if we can accept that failure is a natural part of what we do and we can deal with it, i.e. we can fall down without hurting ourselves too much, get ourselves back up and carry on, then you find that, you know, trying new exercises, entering new groups, Speaking to a personal trainer like yourself isn't the most daunting thing in the world. It's something that, you know, it's just a natural part of evolving and, you know, trying to become the best version of yourself that you can be.
Absolutely. I think, Jade, is that you're predominantly like strength trainer and things like that. And I like how you, there's a connotation, isn't there? And I'm going to get it wrong, but you guys are the pros and you can correct me. And about that growth, when you're training your muscles, in order for them to grow and develop, you first need to kind of rip them first. So there is kind of a, it's the same kind of theory, isn't it? To get to where you need to be, there needs to be a bit of a sacrifice in the beginning. It's hard work. No one's going to deny that. To be fit and healthy is not easy. You have to actually put something into it. We had a really good question come in. I think it's directed more towards yourself, Jade, from Maria. So I can't see it all on that screen. I don't know why. Oh, yeah, it does. Yeah. So how could someone start strength training? I'm 50 plus, have arthritis and anyone else want to say that word?
Fibromyalgia.
There you go. Well done. What would you recommend?
I have got a client actually that has actually got that condition. So with strength training, it doesn't necessarily have to mean that we're going to be lifting all these heavy weights. We can start off a bit lighter. So you can start somewhere. It's just getting yourself into that environment and being with somebody that knows what they're doing, that can do these exercises with you and build you up. But there's definitely, you can always start. Yeah, 100%. It's just finding somebody like myself. Like, I would feel confident. In fact, if I had you in there, I would be able to help you get to where you want to get. I would definitely recommend either an in touch with myself or anybody else, that if that's where you want to take your journey, if you wanted to get into strength training is amazing for women, and I think a lot of women are afraid of it, but it's incredible. So you need, I think in the earlier days it was more like cardio, people were obsessed with doing cardio, and women were afraid to strength train because they had this fear that they were going to be these big muscular men. We are not built like men. We're completely different. I can probably outlift some of the guys that are in the gym, which is fine, but I don't look like a man. If you do see women looking like men, then chances are they are on something. There's never a time that you can't start, so you should definitely have a look into getting into it, because it will definitely benefit you.
Awesome. Cheers, Jade. I'm going to go on to the next point, because we've got a couple of questions coming in, but I think they're going to be more relevant to after we've spoken about the next point, which is about working out from home. Again, working out from home can be difficult. I know I use an online trainer, so train with someone online and do it that way. Obviously, there's lots and lots of different ways. I know that some of you guys are doing classes. So for anybody that wants to try and get into working out from home, what would you recommend in kind of the first instance, what they can do? Dev, over to you.
Working out from home is, especially now during this time, has become for me the new thing, and something that I hadn't given too much thought about before, because of course I have this wonderful martial arts center over here in Coventry. But for me, Stefan, all we need is you know, a safe space, and I always speak to everybody that attends on the live stream workouts that we do. All you need yourself is a safe space. And the same motivation that takes you out of your house into the gym. You should have everything around you that you need to be able to work out. And I think society has maybe gone down the path of believing that you need to go to a gym to work out. You need to have exercise machines, running machines, bikes, weights all set up all neatly and stacked from light to heavy. We don't need that to work out. What we need is a routine, or somebody to give us a routine. We need, access to a drink to give us that fluid within our body. And we need to have gotten the same I guess, mindset as we would have if we were going to the gym. So, you know, time throughout the day, what time is it that you would usually go to the gym? Does it still, you know, fit into the same time bracket if you're exercising at home? Because don't forget, we've got different challenges at home as well, whether it be the dog running around, or maybe your front room or bedroom isn't set up in the right way. Maybe your garden just doesn't really, you know, lean into giving you that space. So can you create a safe space? Do you have time in the day to be able to do it at home? You know, maybe it's when you've put the kids to bed. Maybe you're exercising with the kids. And that's a good thing as well, Stefan. I think through us all being in lockdown, it's created a situation where more people are exercising together at home. And I think that's given more people a motivation to really get on this. We've got wives exercising with husbands and vice versa. We've got mothers and fathers exercising with children. We've got parents really exercising and doing the things that they've been paying and sending their children to do for a long time. And we see that through the sessions that we put on. So it's so easy to feel as though you don't have a gym at home, but actually you've got everything that you need. I've no doubt, I mean, being a specific personal trainer, Jade will, you know, has got so many different methods and routines, whether it be kettlebells, strength and resistance bands, you know, you can use a bottle of water, chairs, you know, some people like to buy yoga mats, especially if you've got a hard floor at home, that, you know, sometimes you...
Oh, we're losing Dev a little bit.
It's froze, hasn't it?
See if he'll come back. You with us, Dev?
He's definitely froze.
He's definitely frozen. He'll love that pose as well, won't he? Right, while we wait for Dev to come back, Jade, do you want to go on to your piece? We might have lost him. We can always bring him back in.
Okay.
Oh, he's back.
I lost him. Was that...
There he is.
I don't think it was me. Is that you, Stefan?
It's definitely you, mate. What internet are you using?
Definitely Virgin Media. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sure you got the gist of what I was saying. I'm not sure when I cut out there. I think I was talking to myself for a while. But yeah. Really, you know, we've got everything that we need to be able to exercise at home. Everything that we need. You do not specifically need the gym.
Oh, no, I nearly lost you then. Right, I'm back. Yeah, no, I totally agree with you. And one of the things that I liked how you said about people working out together and working out as a family and with the children. Now, for all the parents watching this, I've got a little bit of a surprise for you. When you're teaching your kids at home, because now you've all become teachers and you're teaching kids at home, PE is a lesson. So you need to teach them PE as well. So don't think that just doing English, maths and science is good enough. You still need to be getting out and getting them fit, or in and getting them out and getting them active. So make sure you cover in the whole syllabus and not just the stuff you like. Okay? That's my one thing for all the parents out there. Dave, over to you, working out from home.
Okay, well, I love working out from home. So January, I'd already set up doing virtual training through my TV. So with some of the clients that can't necessarily get out because timings and stuff, and just I think a lot of people going to and from the gym, you have to account for that time as well. So I'd set this up in January, and then everything just, that's how it became, didn't it? Like March, that was it. So I had it in place. I do a lot of home training as well, so I drive to people's houses and I train them in the house. I think for me, like, again, obviously I train at the gym, but I haven't missed it. I really haven't missed it. I haven't missed, again, the traveling to the gym and being in there and then coming back. There is so much that you can do at home. You don't actually, well, you've all seen Joe Wicks. I'm pretty sure that everybody in the world has seen Joe Wicks. You can do a lot of HIIT training. So you just need your body weight. But I do have equipment here. My whole like living room over here is like a little mini gym. I live in a flat, so for me, I don't have a garden. We've got a field over the road that our I'll go for a walk in the morning around there, and then I come in here and my living room is my gym. And I run classes through, I've had to put them through Zoom now because they've got really busy, even though it went down on me earlier. So I have all my girls, all my classes done on there. Again, everybody's accountable. So they're still, they have their times that they log in, switch in, home training. You still need to keep a routine. And I think that's so important in this time. We all had a routine. Life's completely changed. Like within a matter of days, our whole world had completely changed. So it's so important to keep routine. And I've kept that routine with every single client of mine. They were now flipped out onto virtual training. All my classes are done through virtual training, so I have a timetable on there. I've been creating different workouts. I've been looking out on the internet what I can help with people to get equipment out to people. So yeah, you don't need a huge amount of equipment. If you've got anything, do you know what I said to somebody the other day? They hadn't got a weight in their house and we were just doing some presses. I said, go to your cupboard and get some tins out of there. Like, there's always something that you can do. And the workouts, they can, you, like, I'm very creative. Like, I love it. Like, I get up in the morning, I'm like, right, we're gonna do this. So yeah, there is so much that you can do at home, but you have to keep routine. So if you were going to the gym before and you think, oh, I can't go to the gym, there's nothing that I can do, there's always something you can do. Still set that time aside. And like you said, with children being at home, I know it's difficult, but get them involved. We have families like doing the training sessions together. I actually do a kids class, so I have the kids on there and they're seeing like all the other children like doing stuff. So it's so important that you are structuring that into your day. Also, the weather is beautiful. I know we're not allowed to go crazy out there, but we can still go for walks. We can still go out for a run. We can still go for bike rides. So we can still get outside. If you've got a garden, perfect. Like, you can take your equipment, you can take your mat, you can do stuff out there. God, don't even get me started, because I could talk about home training forever.
No, Jade, that's amazing. And a really nice comment just coming for you then from Emma Barrett, which I'm sure you know. Hi, Jade. Best personal trainer ever. Love your classes and your positive attitude. Miss you and the gym girls, but loving your online PT sessions and classes and the way you always keep us motivated. So that's really nice of Emma. Let's see what other comments we've got. Come on. We've got Shaquille, maybe one that's slightly controversial. Membership of a gym, a dojo, or working... or working a trainer slash instructor should be compulsory and supported by the government in spending instead of sending billions on sick people. To be fair, yeah, I kind of agree with this to a degree. I think the government should support people in keeping fit because, yeah, it would reduce all of our other costs. So, yeah, there's quite a bit of truth there. What else have we got? Maria saying, I think that's a reply to your earlier comment. So she used to do weight training in her 20s with two burly weightlifters. Burly men or burly women, I'm sure. So here's an interesting question coming from Katie. Sorry to be rude. It's not rude, Katie, at all, this question. What is the safest way for someone that struggles with eating disorders such as anorexia to start training? Dev, do you want to go to you first?
I would always recommend that anybody with any physical or health issues consults their doctor before starting any exercise. I mean, look, there's all forms of exercise, but if you want to go and really get into a routine and you feel as though you don't have the strength through your particular health condition to do so, then please, you know, speak to your doctor first and get them to talk you through getting into the correct state to be able to start exercising, because particularly distance training, if it's online, it's difficult for your coach to be able to see exactly how you're getting on. I mean, Zoom is a great tool and you know, two-way streaming, but I think one-to-one training is very, very important in order for your coach to see exactly how you're getting on with things. But in my experience, there are very, very few physical conditions or you know, any type of health condition that prevents you from getting into exercise. Anorexia is a condition that you should be able to exercise with, as long as you are taking on the correct nutrients within your diet to give you the energy to be able to make those movements, then that's the most important thing. The last thing that we want for anybody getting involved in exercise is to make themselves more ill. So please speak to your doctor first and see what they say. With your particular condition, I'm not sure if you've got access to a nutritionist, but here at Web the Spiritual Warrior, we've got great links for people that can give you excellent advice on nutrition in order to put you in the best possible state to start a physical exercise program.
Yeah, awesome response to that. And actually, that really does work. And I think when I was doing the boxing review, there was one individual, we won't name them anyway for obvious reasons, but they were struggling with an eating disorder. And actually, from getting into that that kind of routine of doing fitness, they started to eat differently. And actually, their results have come on really, really well. They're really happy with how they are now. So I think, yeah, absolutely spot on. Always consult with obviously medical advice first, and I would say probably don't do it on your own. Always, if you are in a risky situation, regardless of that's obviously an eating disorder or anything else, if you are worried that the impact,
I can't hear you. Can you hear me? I can't hear.
We can hear you.
We can hear you. Can you hear me, Dev?
Yeah, I can hear you fine, Steph.
What have you done, Jade?
I can't hear a word.
We'll have to write it on the screen. Can you hear Dev?
Can you hear me? Let me just go.
We'll see if we can fix that. But yeah, I would always say try and do something, obviously do it with someone. This is where those accountability partners will be really great. So
yeah,
if you're working out with someone, at least then if you do have a problem, especially if you live on your own, then there is kind of a point of call there that if somewhere, not that you would pass out, but if you passed out or anything like that, at least there's somebody there to get medical attention to you. So, Jade, are you with us?
I still can't hear.
Oh, no.
I still can't hear any.
Do you want to log out and log back in? Can't hear me, so I don't know why I'm saying that.
Can you kick her out so she can come back in?
We bring her out and then... Any better, Jade?
No.
All right. How do I tell her the next one? Should we put it on the comments?
Well, just to add to that, Stefan, what you said.
Oh, you still there, Dev?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, were you going to say something? Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
You're back. You're back.
We're back again. Awesome.
I was just going to say what you said was really important. Some people are getting into buying exercise videos, DVDs, or maybe just buying products online. Mm-hmm. And if you're exercising at home on your own, then quite right as what you said, you can put yourself in a bit of a tricky situation if you do live alone and you don't have someone that could tend to you should those particular exercises not be very good for you, you know, whether you're starting to feel faint or you fall over or hurt yourself. So yeah, if you do feel vulnerable in any way, it's important that you don't just, you know, really go and dive headfirst into some of those exercise videos that are out there, because some of them are very intense as well. Some of them are aimed to push you to your limits. We've all heard of the one Insanity and similar products like that, and they're really difficult. So yeah, I definitely think you're right in saying that you should have support.
I shouldn't admit this, but I used to do Insanity all the time. I was a lot fitter when I was in the military, but when I got out, I tried to do Insanity again, and I was living in Dubai at the time. I went to the rooftop because it was the only place where I could kind of work out, and it was quite hot. I got my laptop out and I put Insanity on, and I didn't even do a workout. This is the embarrassing bit. I only did the fit test to see where you're at. And I passed out. Swear to God. It killed me. So guys, be very careful, even if you're only doing the fit test and not actually a workout. Jay, did you have any points on that question?
The one from Katie about the eating disorder. So in the past, I have actually struggled with eating, like eating disorders and stuff. So for me, training was a massive thing. Mine was obviously the food part. So I was obsessed with counting calories, and the things that I've done like in the past has been ridiculous. I think that's what led me onto my journey now to be a PT, because I'd learned so much on my journey. I think I've not eaten and then I've overeaten, so I've been on one end of the scale and I've been at the other end. And then I got obsessed with the training side of it. So for me, I think I'd gone into personal training, I'd learned a lot, and you have to start slowly. So I started off with yoga and doing slower paced things, so it wasn't that intense and I wasn't getting obsessed with it, because that's the problem with eating disorders. You are, it's a control, so you've got to have the control over it. There's no stopping, like you can't not do it, but I think you need to start slowly, and you definitely need to speak to somebody, and you need to be accountable to somebody, and you need to have that support so you're not off on your own, and you need to have people around you that understand. So yeah, I would definitely start on something like yoga, something like that, to get you on the right track to get into that routine. But yeah, I would definitely have someone to speak to as well.
Awesome. Thank you, Jade. Right, we're going to go on to our final point of the day. We haven't got much time, so guys, I'm going to have to cut these down to about 2 or 3 minutes, if that's okay. So what we're going to talk about is what to eat and what not to eat. Now, sometimes it can be quite obvious. Don't sit at home and eat burgers all day. Kind of obvious. But what are the good things that people should be eating while they're at home to try and keep themselves not only healthy, but energized? Dev, over to you.
Yeah, so I think it's probably best for me to make quite a clear admission. Nutrition is not my forte. I have very basic nutrition advice, and this is how it goes. Don't overindulge in anything. You know, everything needs to be balanced. You know, in martial arts, we have yin and yang, and it's about that duality. It's about creating that balance. There is no cold without light, without heat, or no dark without light, and whatever you choose to do, just make sure that you understand that too much processed foods and fats is bad for you. You know, there's no need for you to overly count your calories, or there's no need for you to cut out sugar altogether, but too much sugar is bad for you, as is too much coffee, too much caffeine, anything in excessive amounts is not going to be good for your body, because it struggles to process too much of any one thing. So for me, and I mean, look, the simple equation is, if you consume more calories than you're able to burn off, then you're going to put on weight. It's as simple as that. You know, carbohydrates are great for giving you the exercise, the energy that you need. But if you overindulge in them, then you're not going to be able to burn that off, and you're going to put yourself in a tricky position. So I'm going to leave it there, Stefan, because like I say, that's not really my forte. But here we have access to a range of different nutritionalists that can give great advice. Gary Phelps at Phelps Training is just one of the people that I recommend people go to for great nutrition and nutrition support plans. And he will tell you what you can do for getting the very most out of what's already in your cupboard. You don't need to go out there and shop like Jamie Oliver. What you can do is take a look at what you've got and create a balanced diet that will give you the best opportunity of waking up fresh, getting yourself a good sleep, and being in an excellent position to exercise. And I think that's about as much as I'd like to say on it, not being the expert.
No, that's absolutely cool. And I think what you have said is great there. And the key thing that I say exactly the same thing, and I think this comes from the military background, which was, in the military, we weren't, the people that were still fit weren't fat. And we ate whatever we wanted. We would eat pizzas, we'd eat burgers, we'd have fish and chips, we'd go have a curry, we'd drink loads of beer. But we were all fit, healthy, and fairly thin and muscly. Because it is, for me personally, my own opinion, is it is that simple. If you eat more calories than you burn, you're going to get fat, fatty. That's it. Simple. Don't complain about it. If that's what you're doing, then that's going to happen. Now, if you actually balance your diet, then it's going to be absolutely fine. The equation is simple. If you want to lose weight, eat less calories than you're burning. And I think for me, it's not always the case. Medical problems can obviously change that. But in the simplest form, that's where I kind of stand on it. But I'm not a PT or any way, shape or form. Jade, over to you.
Okay. Right. I'm all about balance. So for me, especially at this time, like, we need to have the strongest immune system. Now, you're not going to get a stronger immune system by eating burgers and crap. So you need to be making sure that you're eating all your nutrients, your vegetables, your fruit, your vitamin C. You need to have that like daily. Again, I'm not perfect with my diet. I don't claim to be perfect with my diet. Last night I had Domino's. And this morning I knew about it because it made me feel rubbish. You need to eat well. I know for weight loss, obviously you do need to be in a deficit, but I think right now at this particular point that we're in, everything's very uncertain. And I know there's going to be people out there that do want to lose weight and are still going to want to stick to their goals of like weight loss, etc. But I think we just need to be looking after ourselves a little bit more. Again, like I've just said, immune system, we need a strong immune system, and that means keeping fit and that means keeping healthy. If we're going to sit in the house and eat rubbish all day, we're not doing our body any favor. And also, we're not doing our mental state any favors either by eating rubbish. So if you're sat there eating the processed food and you're drinking alcohol seems to be a big thing at the moment. A lot of people, obviously, they've got the kids at home, they're teaching the children and they're reaching for a glass of wine. I get it. I understand. I have a child and I have a dog that's insane. And there's often times that I want to pour gin down my neck. But alcohol is a depressant. So the more that you're going to be drinking in this time, the worse you're going to be feeling. So you're going to wake up the next day and you're not going to feel great. You're going to feel sluggish and you're going to go around in this circle. So for me, it's a balanced diet. Eat well. Try and cut down on the alcohol. I know that's hard. It's really hard to say right now because that's what people are living for. Oh, I'm going to go and get a gin. And it's summer as well. It's nearly summer, isn't it? It's the alcohol that's going to make you depressed. Eating the rubbish food is going to make you depressed. If you're not in the best frame of mind, you're not going to want to train. If you don't train, you're not going to feel good. You're not going to make yourself feel better. You're going around in this circle. So for me, balanced diet and moving. And I've just seen on here share some healthy snacks.
Have you guys got any healthy snacks? I suppose the obvious ones are kind of raw vegetables, fruit, that sort of stuff, kind of in between.
Yeah, peanut butter on apple, or you can have it on toast. There's so many different things. I do a 6-week body blast. So it's got loads of like lists of different snacks and meals. So they're all healthy. I'm not boring when I say healthy, because you can make really, really good meals from good food. So I have that available on my website that have a list of healthy snacks, because I steer away from the like the protein bars and stuff like that. Some of them are okay, but some of them are just full of sugar. So you've got to be very conscious of what you are eating that you think is healthy. So if you can look at something and it's saying it's high in protein, but you have to look at the sugars and stuff that are in there. Sorry, my phone's beeping off again. I have got that on my website, so there is a list of different foods on there.
Awesome. Yeah. Dev, have you got anything on that? Just while
I would say that I think most of us naturally crave sugar. So when we do crave sugar, then we should look for natural sugars as opposed to the processed sugars. So I mean, it's great to eat a packet of Skittles because they're amazing. But we should probably be looking at dried fruits. I mean, at the moment, I've got this thing about dried mango, but it's a beautiful sweet taste.
Oh my God, I love that.
It's amazing at the moment. And, yeah. you know, that, and I'm trying to eat more nuts without salt on it. and really just trying to go for that natural thing. And also what I'd say to people is you can create habits. So please just push yourself into doing something that you haven't done before, like eating nuts without sugar on it, salt or sugar on it. But also start drinking water. Do away with the caffeine drinks, Red Bull and such things. Do away with your Coke. It doesn't matter whether it says diet on it. And please start drinking water. And before you know it, you will actually get to love water. You know, water might not taste great to you right now because you've always had sugar in it, if that's not your thing, but it will become the most refreshing drink in your life. So please force yourself. They say if you do certain some things a certain amount of times, then it will become a habit. And my best piece of advice for nutrition is to start drinking more water. Water, water, water. Okay, put down the fizzy pop and the tea and coffee. Drink water.
I agree.
My mum would absolutely love you, Dev, because she was a nurse for more years than I can care to remember, for forever. And all she ever tells me is, I hope you're drinking water. You better be drinking water. And everyone that looks at her, she looks great. She's in her 60s. And people are always like, Sandy, why do you look so great? And she's always like, drink water. Water, water, water. Water. That's all she says. So it definitely works.
Yeah, my mom made me drink water when I was 14. So she was on her fitness, like health kick. And she'd got rid of all the drinks in the house and it was just water. And I remember being at school drinking water and everyone used to laugh at me. They'd be like, oh, there's that girl that's drinking the water again. And from that day, like I'm 35 this year and I don't drink squash. That doesn't make me boring, but I just drink water. And I constantly drill it into people like, have you had enough water today? Like water for your energy, water for your skin, water when you're feeling hungry, because sometimes you're not hungry. Mm-hmm. You need hydrating. So I'm a massive believer of water. It's the simplest thing, but it does the biggest like changes. Absolutely. So go and get your water.
Everyone go and get water. We did have another question coming, but if it's all right with Shaquille, I'm not going to ask the guest to answer this one purely because it's based around medication. I don't think that's any of our expertise. So if you're on medication that makes you weight gain and lower your metabolism, then the calorie requirement should be less, right? It will all, I'm going to say with that, go to seek advice from a medical expert or your doctor in those circumstances. I don't think I'm going to ask these guys to comment on that. That one's okay. But that's pretty much the end of the show. We have slightly overrun, guys, so thanks very much for staying with me. Just so if anybody wants to get in touch with you in the future, can you just quickly give a quick reminder of how they can get in touch with you, what kind of services you're offering at the minute, and any links to kind of to obviously get hold of that. Dev, over to you.
Yeah, so very quickly, Stefan, we are Way of the Spiritual Warrior Martial Arts in Coventry. You can find our Facebook page, Way of the Spiritual Warrior Martial Arts. Also, you can look for groups on Facebook. We've got Box to Be Better, spelled box and then the number two and then the letter B and then better, so it's Box to Be Better. And that will give you access to free online training that we're doing, streaming Facebook Live on a Wednesday at 8 o'clock. And a Saturday at 1 p.m. For any parents out there that would like an introduction to martial arts for their children as well, I'm quite prepared to get you into our usually private group where we're offering online classes once a week on Saturdays at 11 a.m. So children that have never done that before can also come and get that for free during these lockdown times. Can't say that it's going to continue once we get the business back up and running again. But we're more than prepared to do everything free of charge, get as many people exercising and into, whether it be boxing, straight fitness, or different types of martial arts, as we possibly can.
Awesome. Cheers, Dev. And we've just dropped, or just in the process of dropping the link to your Facebook page in the chat so guys can get hold of you there.
Excellent.
And Jade, over to you.
Right, you can find me, I'm everywhere. I'm on Facebook, so Jade Lee, I think it's just Jade Lee, it's not Jade Lee Fitness on there. And then this is my website, bear with. I've got it on a board.
You've got it on the screen.
Have you? So yeah, you can, oh, there you go, yay. You can find me on there, so everything I have to offer. So I do my one-on-one PT sessions are now held through the portal that I have in my living room. And my classes are all held through Zoom. So I have a timetable. I have a class running every single day. So I'm doing that. So that's all on there. I do have food guides. They are on the website. Again, I'm on Facebook and Instagram. So I'm literally everywhere. If you need to get in contact with me, I do home training, food, mindset. I'm a big thing about mindset and getting yourself like in the zone. So yeah, if you need help, then you can get in touch with me on any of those sites.
Absolutely fantastic. Guys, thank you so much for joining me today. It's been amazing. There's so much knowledge and so much insights that people can take away from this today and implement into their life literally straight away, I feel. So thank you very much for joining. For everybody who's watched, the guys are giving up their time. So please pay it forward. We talked about this yesterday. If you know anybody that you feel could benefit as you have from this show today, then please tag them in the comments or share the show with them. That would be absolutely excellent. Thanks again for watching. We have hit over 40,000 views this week. So I am so grateful for everybody for tuning in. It's been absolutely incredible. We will be back next week with some more shows, not from the just from the UK, but from also our guests across the pond. So very exciting. 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. for everybody in the UK. For the American people, it's midday on California side and 3 p.m. New York side. So feel free to jump in. Again, to everybody's watched, thank you very much. We've got loads of thank you comments coming in. Absolutely amazing. My guests, thank you very much. Everybody give them a round of applause in the comments. They've been absolutely great. Have a fantastic weekend, everyone. And we'll catch up with you on Monday. Guys, thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.
And then my end of show dance.